Always there in a pinch, our friend Sarah Lovis from Lovis Consulting up in the Hillsborough area. Sarah's been a busy gal today as well. I was trying to get her words of wisdom, but you've been Zooming it today.
Yeah, I had to jump on a quick Zoom meeting here earlier, and we ended it a little bit early, and so I happened to turn on my radio, and
heard her friend struggling. Let's be honest. So, Sarah, yeah. I've seen a lot of tweets. You're really good about putting stuff on social media. And speaking of the devil, I think that's Jason anyway, but we'll take you. So, how are things looking up in Hillsborough? I know that you guys have been dealing with the drought effects, and I don't know how much storm damage, though, in your specific area you guys have been dealing with. But just kind of give us the lay of the land. What's the last week been like for you and the growers in your area?
So no storm damage, no storm, no rain either. So that's kind of the highlight from the week. We really haven't gotten any rain here. It's kind of interesting. It feels like it's going right around Trail County, and specifically even the eastern side of Trail County. I work with some growers along the Red River that really haven't received much of any rainfall at all this year, which is very interesting. So if I think back to some of the conversations that we had in March, I was all enthusiastic that we were going to be living off of our residual moisture, which is theoretically a great idea. But, you know, I knew the topsoil was a little bit dry, and I knew we'd need to have some rain here to, you know, get those roots to go down and, you know, just get the crop established so that the roots could go down and find that moisture. And in some spots, I'm not so sure that we've had that. So it's very interesting.
Okay. Freezing or the frost, did that get soybeans in your county?
There was definitely some replanting of soybeans. I wouldn't say it was completely 100% widespread. It was patchy. And I also think it was difficult to assess whether it was wind or whether it was frost. You know, that happened all at one time. So when I was out trying to assess the crop damage, I started taking a look at what the soybeans look like after the wind event. And then I started looking at the forecast, and I thought to myself, well, this is a waste of time. In 2 days, I'm going to have to look at this again, and we're going to have to figure out if we need to replant for frost anyway. So I kind of backed off on that a little bit, and then started looking at the soybeans, what would have been last week. And it took a long time to figure out whether those soybeans are going to be regrowing or not, because everything is growing so slowly because it's so dry.
Right.
So that's interesting as well.
Sarah, are you kind of at a teetering point, though? I mean, these crops are dry. You might have, you know, you said you haven't gotten much of the big storms that have gone by, but I'm assuming you're going to need rain. You're going to need rain pretty soon. We can't go through another two-week dry spell here. I think there's going to be at least some showers in the next several days. I don't know how much or how it's going to be, but, I mean, are you at a teetering point with crops right now that we need to get some moisture and some decent moisture?
Yeah, you know, so I am completely singing a different tune now than I was at the beginning of April. And especially with the heat that we've got in the forecast, I'm pretty concerned. You know, the small grain, we had that really hot weekend last weekend, and I could tell from, you know, looking at the small grain last week to this week, it had gone backwards. And I actually happened to kind of look at another field again just today, actually, that I had kind of seen on Monday. And boy, there was a lot of leaves underneath in that wheat that was really kind of starting to senesce off and die off. And so I'm definitely seeing some changes there. There's a field of winter wheat that I'm aware of that is actually headed around here. If a guy was going to spray that with fungicide, I think they'd need to start thinking about spraying that next week. Certainly winter wheat is earlier than spring wheat, but I guess that just seems a little bit early to me. You know, where we could get the corn and the soybeans to establish, and we do have some fairly good stands out there. You know, if we made it past the wind, if we made it past the frost, we have a couple of fields out there that still look okay. But I'm looking at this, and we're going to need some rain out there. Yeah. We're going to need some rain. So, and there's a number of sugar beet fields that are starting, you know, the beets are getting a little bit bigger now, and they're starting to show the wear on those fields from frost and wind events.
Okay. I was just going to ask you about the sugar beets. So they're okay right now, but they're going to need some help here soon as well.
Well, they're going to need some help, but there's a lot of spotty stands out there right now in the sugar beets, and that's due to a number of different issues.
Okay.
That's due to wind, that's due to frost, freeze events, and those little beets, you know, they went through so many wind events. You know, we think about that one wind event that went through, but there was a number of them that went through that kind of wreaked some havoc. And to be honest with you, I thought the sugar beet farmers in our area did a pretty good job of trying to get cover crop established on those acres at planting time this year.
Sure.
I noticed a lot of sugar beet fields that had that on there and did a good job, I think, trying to protect those fields from wind. But I don't know what you do for 50, 60 mile an hour wind.
Not much. So. Hang on, basically. That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, thank you for coming on, pinch hitting a little bit, and we appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk with you down the road, but thanks for coming on and sharing some stuff with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Thank you, Sarah Lovis, Lovis Consulting. That's going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk.